BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
Today's Scott Mills Daily has everything. Why do animals love my voice so much? This is after I held a dog for a photo last night in a pub. His name was Maisie, actually, and the owner ends up calling the show. There's an excellent bumbleo. More songs that just bring you bad luck, like The Curse of Drake. And to top it all off, superfan...
Steve.
...meets Cheryl. You love Cheryl, don't you, Steve?
Yeah.
And nobody really can cope. It's my absolute favourite. Check the video as well on Radio 1 socials. Cheryl loses it.
Scott Mills.
So, Chris, I was in a meeting last night.
Yep.
Where do we have all our meetings?
Pubs.
In pubs, correct. So, in the pub, actually quite an important meeting, but this really nice man comes up to me and he's like, excuse me, Scott. And I'm like, oh, hi. He's like, can I have a photo? I'm like, of course. No worries. So I get up off my seat and he's like, he's got a dog with him, holding a dog. And he's like, will you hold my dog for the photo? And I'm like, okay. And he's like, she loves the sound of your voice.
Mm.
So I was like, what's her name? And he's like, Maisie. So I start going, Maisie, Maisie. And the dog went wild for my voice.
Hang on a second, a few questions. The guy who wanted the picture, he wasn't in the photo as well then? It's just you and the dog, so
no,
he took the picture?
It's me, him and Maisie the dog.
Fine.
But
okay.
He's like, will you hold my dog? And I'm like, okay. And he's like, she's a massive fan.
Because for one second, what I thought had happened was that he's not really that bothered about you at all. But the dog is.
The dog
so
really
he's
is.
Happy. The dog has seen you in the pub. Was it the dog that came up to you first or the owner?
No, the man, yeah.
I like the idea that the dog came up first.
And anyway, so Maisie, it turns out, has... So he put it on social media. And Maisie's got her own social media account on Twitter. Maisie
right.
The Wonder Dog. I'm a Jack Russell. This is in the bio. I'm a Jack Russell Yorkie and I love life. I love going to London and visiting all my friends there.
Is this
I
some
love-
kind of grinder?
No,
what
it's
is this?
Twitter.
It sounds like a dating bio.
I love running and every Saturday I do the 5K park run.
Oh, it's a different discussion, but you know where dogs send birthday cards and things like that? I can't bear it when people send one from the dog.
I know.
Like, in the style of... So what's going on here? So the dog loves your voice,
right.
Apparently. The dog's a big fan.
Well, I could tell because I tested it out. I was like, Maisie, Maisie. And the dog was like, whoa, like getting well excited because she hears me on the radio every day.
Do you think that's the case, though? Or do you think it's maybe just the dog hearing its name? Maybe
no.
Just on that level. Or do you genuinely think the dog is a fan?
No, because the person I was with then went, Maisie, Maisie, and there was absolutely no effect like my one was. So
I worry you're getting carried away.
So I'd quite like to hear if anyone else has an animal that just loves my voice.
Your ego. This is incredible. You've just seen an open market here, haven't you? You've seen, actually, yeah, the dogs love it. It's not just housewives.
All other dogs called Maisie are now going mad as well. Sorry about that. Lucy off of Bolton's having a terrible time because I keep going, Maisie, Maisie.
Scott Mills.
George is texting and says, my snake likes you. And the Big Bang Theory as well.
All right.
How do you know when a snake is enjoying itself?
I don't know. Hayley's dog loves my voice as well. Hayley in Portsmouth. Kieran and Hamster Ben in Hull are listening in right now. He says, now I know why Ben goes bonkers on his wheel between 1 and 4. It's the sound of your voice.
Do you genuinely think this? You think you've got something going with the animals?
I think I do have a way with the animal kingdom. Yes, I do.
Do you think if we could count animals as listeners...
Oh, my God.
...would be the highest rating show in the world?
Wait, if they had diaries...
One.
Seriously.
It's not the worst idea that's been suggested here.
Get them... I don't care, as long as they sign it.
Scott Mills.
Josh from Bristol's... Goldfish loves this show so much that the goldfish doesn't blink at all between 1 and 4 every day.
Christian says, my snake actually prefers Chris.
My turtle is always wide awake during 1 till 4. Oh, hang on, you've got a way as well. Hmm? The tortoise perks up when you talk.
Oh,
then at
up.
4, when Grimmy comes on, straight to bed. That's from Felix in Droitwich. Is this Compo?
Compo, yes.
Right.
Speaking.
Yes. Have you got a rabbit?
I've got a rabbit called Gizmo, yeah.
Right, and what does Gizmo do when it hears my voice?
He seems to go and hide in the corner of the room and almost put his paws over his ears.
That's a bit of a dent in the ego there, Scott.
Well, there you go. I thought, you know, you can't have it all one way.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about songs that are just unlucky for people. Sometimes there's one particular artist or even one track in particular that just gives you bad luck. Jordan, what's yours?
Take Care by Drake.
Got it here. Absolute classic.
He's a banger.
But not for you, no?
Well, it should be, and it certainly was until I got my first car.
Okay, so we're talking, what was this, like 2010?
Yeah, so 2010, my brand new car, scraped together £500 for it, sitting on the drive for 12 months whilst I've waited to pass my test, and finally my first outing in it, and that was always going to be the first thing that I listened to in it. So I had the windows down, really looking forward to it. 10 minutes into the drive, what do? I write off the car straight away.
No.
Yeah, straight into the back of someone.
I mean, the irony that the song is called Take Care as well.
And you really didn't.
The irony indeed. And the guy who I went into the back of, he was in a courtesy car because someone had done exactly the same trip the day before. So all in all, not a good day.
Thanks, Drake.
Yeah, thanks for nothing, Drake.
I mean, we're all going on about the Drake curse, but there must be others.
Mm.
Hey, Kat.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right. You don't sound well.
No, I honestly sound better some days.
Are you ill?
Yes, I am.
Why? What have you got?
I just got a cold and it's through listening to a certain song.
Oh, so what's your unlucky song?
Taylor Swift, 22.
Why?
I don't know. It's been happening since 2 years ago. On my 22nd birthday, I listened to it and then... next week it's my 24th, so someone's going to play it and I'm going to be ill for like a month.
So this song makes you ill?
Yes, it does.
But like properly ill?
Yeah, I listened to it yesterday.
And then you get a cold?
Yep.
That's so weird.
So it's contagious?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
This is next level, Scott. Sorry, so just to confirm, you hear this one song, you get this ill.
Yes, I do. And I get a cough and everything.
Scott Mills.
Jonathan.
Hello.
What's your unlucky song?
Oh, God, Umbrella. It's not just mine, it's the nation's.
Umbrella by Rihanna.
Umbrella by Rihanna.
Yes, I remember it.
Rihanna's song, Umbrella, was number one for 9 weeks. I think it was around 2007.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember it being completely rubbish weather, raining every day. It was number one.
Yeah, true.
It was all over the news at the time. The day it was knocked off the charts, it completely stopped raining.
That is true.
It is true. And also in New Zealand as well, it was number one for 6 weeks. And they had the worst weather with tornadoes, serious flooding and everything.
How do you know that?
Because it was on Google.
Scott Mills.
In just over an hour from now, Superfan Steve is back. If you've not heard it before, we've done it with Rita Ora and Zara Larsson.
David Guetta.
Anne-Marie. Yeah, David Guetta one was great. So Chris plays the part of a super fan of a pop star called Steve. Thing is, the pop star doesn't know about it. They think it's an actual fan on the phone. In reality, it's Chris in the studio next door being a really, really, really awkward fan. There's loads of long silences and loads of like weird stuff that he says to kind of freak them out a little bit.
Mm.
Now, we recorded this one yesterday with Cheryl and... yeah, I'm going to say, I think it's my favourite so far.
It is the best one.
Because she does not know what to think.
It's the best one. It's, I didn't know, yeah, it's the best one.
It is. and, like, there will be a video later, and you will need to see it as well as hear it, because she's trying everything she can not to let her laughter go out on the radio, because she doesn't want to think... doesn't want this fan to think that she's laughing at him.
Honestly, if you're planning a break at any point today, maybe you're revising, you need a little revision break, this will be the time to do it.
Superfan Steve with Cheryl at 3 o'clock. You do want this in your life today.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
And now, time to celebrate midweek.
Amor de compre venta, amor del pasado.
Bumble Air Wednesday. Samantha in Belfast, first off. who wants to hear this classic from Innuendo Bingo.
The first gay couples to get married in Britain are enjoying their first day of wedded life, excitedly twiddling their new rings.
Tom in High Wycombe wants the loser from Come Dine With Me.
Dear Lord, what a sad little life, Jane. You ruined my night completely so you could have the money, but I hope now you spend it on getting some lessons in grace and decorum, because you have all the grace of a reversing dump truck without any tyres on. Well, you wouldn't, let's be honest. There's nobody in there, love. So, Jane, take your money and get off my property.
Yeah, legend. So
Sarah in Winchester wants to hear this classic from The Wrestling.
We are ready to rock and roll. Second round of action. Manus is in a bit of pain here.
So Danny Manus there. Joanne in Aberdeen wants Freya Riding, Gone Garage. M to the R to the SDEEQ.
You said I want to see the world, then I said go.
Sorry, I don't know why I mentioned Misty. I like
yes,
it.
That's good.
Oh, God.
You, I mean,
you're
that...
such a visionary.
You ready? Are you
right? He's okay to go on. He says to referee, Don Fayez, let's not waste any time.
You watch one, I'll watch the other, Michael.
I'll watch Manus.
Harry from Watford wants to hear when superfan Steve met Anne-Marie.
Who is Anne-Marie's favourite Spice Girl?
Ooh, Anne-Marie.
Steve.
Me? Did I win?
Yeah, you won.
Sporty Spice.
Was that what you were going to say?
Sporty Spice.
Yeah, like you would have said that, but Anne-Marie got there first.
Yeah, I got there first.
Yes.
Steve.
In.
Steve.
He's back at three with Cheryl.
Anus is relaxed here, Pat.
What about when Lewis Capaldi interviewed Anne-Marie? Ollie and Stevenage wants to hear that.
Do you sweat when you put clothes on? Yeah?
Nah.
I do.
Don Fayez has called time. Anus taking a thumb.
Classic for Chris and Durham, this one.
It's called Ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
Second round of action, there is a cut on Manus. Manus getting beaten on.
What's the back of the head?
Sharva's blinking heavily. Manus is in a bit of pain here.
Come on then, where are you?
Oh. Okay.
We got Paul in Leeds bumbling his paintbrush off. Joe and Seth listening on holiday poolside in Zante. Whoop whoop. James and Joe just drinking some tea in Kingham. Jess is drinking coffee in Maidstone. Oh, hang on, my screen's frozen. I'm back. Okay, Liam working from home today so he can experience this live.
Bambaleo.
Susan is moving house in Miami. David from Aberystwyth says best gap ever.
Yeah, I agree with that. Best gap ever.
Jamie crying with laughter in his cab in Chelmsford.
Hello, Ali, Ed, Andy and Josh bumbling the nuts off in Shrewsbury.
Don Fayez has called time. Anus taking a thumb.
Felix and Ethan bumbling their paintbrushes off in Stoke.
Nav and Lara travelling back from Manchester right now.
Paul in Newcastle, Dave in West Sussex, Tom in Kings Lynn.
Yummy. Yummo. Have you another dick back there?
Have you got a spare dick?
Priya and Megan at Essex. They missed a week of Bumbleo, but now they're back listening in the office.
Welcome back. Hello, Will and Ed Bumbleing right now.
Tiffany and Seth are listening on their holidays in Mallorca. Johnny and Nangotland. Callum at the car workshop in Brum. Alex farming in Farmington. And Jack, Ben, and all the electrons in Glasgow are
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Yes, Kia.
Yeah, Scott, how's it going, mate?
Oh, it's all good, thank you. Here, where are you? Coventry?
Yeah, just in Coventry.
What's your day so far, then?
Not too bad, to be fair, mate. Been on the road quite a bit this morning. Seen a couple of my installers, but that's about it.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm a kitchen assessor, so I just basically look after installers, make sure they're doing their jobs okay. I've taken my break now, so I'm ready for Superfan Steve.
Oh, yeah, you're going to love it so much.
I like the idea of a kitchen assessor. That just suggests to me that you go and look at kitchens, look around and go, four. Look at the taps on that.
You have a problem in your kitchen right now.
I do, yeah.
Do you want to hear about this, Kia?
I don't know.
Yeah, go on.
It's not that exciting. What I did is you know how when you buy something on the internet, you can't quite get the scale of things?
Mm.
I thought I'd get a massive pot, right? Or just like a big one that can take all the pasta, that kind of thing, right? And I actually ended up buying one so big on the hobs bit of my kitchen, it takes up all of them. It's like it's industrial size. It's right. The kind of thing that you might get in a canteen. It is ludicrous.
Where are you storing that then? There can't be any cupboards big enough.
I've got to store it in the loft. It's way too big. It's madness.
You're never going to use it. You'll forget it's there.
But that's so hard online. You can't get a scale for these things, can you?
No, you cannot. Who do you normally go for on Bangers, Kia?
Typically you, Scott. But sometimes Chris gets it.
Okay, I've got this for you today. Bubbles, Biffy Clyro. It's a good one.
Yeah, good tune. Yeah, I like this. I've got my rock on as well. You can have that, or you can have my bang of choice, which is this.
Oh, you have got a rock on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, yes, yes. This is Linkin Park in the end.
Pulling out the big guns here.
Check us, Scott. Check we've us both been all rock.
I know, right?
Is that the hand sign you do?
Sort of.
I've never been able to do that. Cos not rock in any way. Right, what are we going for, Kia?
To be fair, as I said, I usually go for you, Scott. But, I mean, Linkin Park. Come on. I'd be a fool not to choose it, so Chris.
All right, Kia.
All right, then.
Cricket, it's bigger than football, right? And one that Asians go bonkers for.
Quality players.
I'm Noreen Khan. This World Cup, we've decided to feed this all-consuming obsession. I give you bats, bales and biryani.
It's really going to help the game.
We're not your usual cricket podcast, and we're leaving the square leg analysis to others. We're more interested in getting to the bottom of our irrational passion with some very special guests and friends of the BBC Asian Network. Never mind the googlies, we've got the love and we've got the laughs. BBC Asian Network, bats,
bales
and biryani. Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app.
I tried so hard and got so far.
Nadine is after your pot. She needs something big enough to cook her Caribbean food in. She'll send postage fees to the Isle of Wight.
Forgot about the conversation. Yeah.
You've just bought a big pot.
Massive.
It covers all the hobs.
Mate, it's such a big pot.
Nadine wants it. She'll pay well.
Yeah.
You're not ever going to use it, let's be honest.
It's a huge pot.
I'm enjoying the message from the producer that I got telling me what my banger was earlier. Like really bad predictive text. Bubbles. It does say Bubbles. That's the right song by Buddy Clayton. How was I supposed to work out who that was? So Linkin Park win today, bangers and well deserved.
Scott Mills.
Zoe's been on saying, sorry, Scott Mills, are you actually telling us that the bangers aren't actually chosen by Chris and yourself? Yeah, they are, but we send them in advance and then they just remind us on the day what they are.
Mm.
We do like a little list every week, don't we?
Yeah, it's like our only bit of homework, really, isn't it?
Don't say that.
Well, no, because we do get hassled for it as well. The one small thing that we have to do, and it causes people such grief, doesn't it? Because we never just do it straight away.
Yeah, there's a group, WhatsApp group, and they're like, can I be bangers, please? I've asked you three times now.
Yeah, it's don't actually really bad that don't we don't do it.
Don't say that's the only homework.
All right.
You've got to come up with ideas every day to make it hilarious.
Oh, yeah, but that's not really homework, is it?
Scott Mills.
Mike in Wakefield says, literally sat in my van outside my house, I am not moving because I cannot miss Superfan Steve. That's come in. First, we did a little setup chat with Cheryl. Cheryl is here. Hello.
Hi.
We are about to play your new song, Let You.
Yeah.
Is it about past relationships?
It's about sometimes people stay in relationships that are not good for them. Like one-way relationships.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Or where you're not, you don't have boundaries, healthy boundaries, and so you allow yourself to be treated badly.
So a relationship that's like not good for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But you keep staying there.
Going back, or staying
like,
there in the area. Okay, cool. We're going to play it, and then we've got an idea for you, okay? We've done this before with people like Anne-Marie and Rita Ora and Zara Larsson, loads of people.
Mm-hmm.
We ask our listeners to get in touch who are super fans of you, okay?
Okay.
And they call up and we pick one at random and then they come on and they do a quiz with you. But the quiz isn't hard for you, okay?
Okay.
Because it's all questions about you and your life.
Okay.
So you probably will know
that's
the answer,
fun.
Right? Okay. But the thing is, because they're such a fan, will they know more about you than you?
Possibly.
So the questions will be about Cheryl, so you should get the answer straight away. But we've spoken to this fan. He knows a lot about you because we only choose the real fans. And he's been texting into Radio 1 all the time going, play Let You.
Oh.
So like he's big, big time into you, okay?
Okay, what's his name?
We don't know yet, but we'll play the track, Let You, and then we'll do a quiz with this guy. We'll meet him in a minute.
Amazing.
Right, so picture the scene. I've done that chat. Chris is all set next door with the answers to a Cheryl quiz in front of him so he can get there first.
Scott Mills.
Yeah, Cheryl,
Woo!
Let You on Radio 1. Doesn't get old having a song played on Radio 1, does it?
It doesn't, actually.
No.
It really doesn't.
Even now.
It actually feels better.
Right, Cheryl, we do this thing with super fans and pop stars. So we've got a quiz here all about you, and we're going to meet your super fan now.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Steve.
Hello.
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 Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, you're through to Cheryl.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Little bit nervous.
Oh, no, nothing to be nervous of.
How long have you been a fan of Cheryl for, Steve?
Since 2002, Pop Stars The Rivals.
Day one.
Wow, back then, right?
That's amazing.
I always liked Girls Aloud better than One True Voice.
Yeah, me
well, so
too.
Did everyone else.
They were offensive.
What was their song?
It was Sacred Trust.
Oh,
there you go. Steve knows.
All right, so what we're going to do is I've got a series of questions here about Cheryl. So they're all about you. What happens is when you know the answer, you each shout out your name. So if you know the answer, you shout.
Right, Cheryl.
And Steve, you shout.
Steve.
That's right.
I'm going to win.
Well, I hope so, because it is about you. But Steve knows.
Steve.
Pardon?
I think I'm going to win.
Oh.
Okay, well, let's find out, shall we? Are you ready, Steve?
Steve, yes.
No, you don't. You only say Steve when you know the answer to the question, all right?
Now?
No, well, I'll ask the questions, and then you, like, when you know the answer, you say Steve. Okay? All right, let's just do the quiz. Here we go. Cheryl famously goes by her first name, but what's her middle name?
Cheryl.
Steve.
Cheryl was first.
Anne.
Is correct. Oh, Steve, you've got to be fast. Okay, next question. What was Cheryl's first number one solo single?
Steve.
Yes?
Fight for This Love.
Is correct. One to Cheryl, one to Steve. What breed of animal is Cheryl's beloved pet Buster?
Cheryl.
Steve.
I'll let you have it, Cheryl.
Chihuahua.
Steve. I think I was first.
Okay. No, it was. I think it was Cheryl myself.
Chihuahua.
Yeah.
Gay.
Pardon? Did you say gay?
Gay.
Is your pet gay?
I think so, but I don't know how you know that.
Next question. How many days is it to Cheryl's birthday?
Steve.
Yes.
Steve, 25.
It is actually.
Is it? Three. Okay. How many solo UK number ones has Cheryl had so far?
Cheryl.
Steve.
Yes.
Five.
For a bonus point, name them.
Steve.
Okay.
Steve, Fight for This Love. Steve, Promise This. Steve, Call My Name. Steve, yes. Crazy Stupid Love. Steve, I Don't Care. Five.
That's five, correct.
Well done.
In 2009, which Girls Aloud member won FHM World Sexiest Woman?
Steve.
Yes?
Nadine.
The answer was Cheryl, actually. Steve. It was Cheryl. That was wrong. All right, next question. Cheryl has quite a sweet tooth. What's her favourite chocolate bar with a coffee?
Cheryl. Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Curly Whirly.
Yeah.
Correct. Which X Factor finalist and UK super duo owe their whole career to Cheryl's mentoring in 2012?
Steve.
Go on.
Reggie and Bolly.
2012?
Yeah.
No.
I think it was.
They were 2015, no?
I don't know. It says 12, but you probably know better than me. When did Cheryl release her first solo album, Three Words?
Cheryl.
Steve.
2009.
Cheryl was right.
Yeah, she was. What was Cheryl's biggest musical inspiration as a teenager?
Cheryl.
Steve.
Beyonce. Oh. Oh. What were you going to say, Steve?
Britney.
And your answer was Beyonce.
Yeah. I do love them both, though. Mm.
But you're more Beyonce.
Yeah.
What was the first...
Hello? Steve.
Yes?
Britney Spears.
This is a window.
Oh, my God.
Steve.
Yes?
Why are you laughing?
Nothing. We're not laughing. OK, we just want to get through the quiz, Steve.
It was Beyonce.
Right. What was the first ever TV advert that Cheryl did?
Ooh. Steve.
I don't know.
Go on.
British Gas.
It actually was. I was about six.
You were six? How do you know that, Steve? And the last question. What was the first concert that Cheryl ever attended?
Steve.
Yes.
Steps.
No, I've never been to Steps.
Smash It. Yes, Steve?
Steps.
I don't...
Steve.
Smash It.
At the end of that, Steve got 7 points, superfan Steve. Cheryl, 5 points.
Steve wins.
Well done, Steve.
Well done, Steve.
I need to tell you something.
Is there
anyone called Steve. It's Chris that works on my show.
Thank God for that. Thank God for that. I'm actually...
That was the funniest thing for some time.
He did well. I actually believed it.
Right, because I have to sit...
I'm boiling hot, guys.
So am I. I'm really sweating.
I was starting to feel bad for laughing.
I've got a real sweat. But, like,
Where is he?
He's just next door. Oh, what a sense of relief. I know. When Anne-Marie did it, she was actually on the floor and dragged the microphone with her. She couldn't cope. Because I know I have to sit through all the awkward silences. It's the worst. But you were brilliant.
Thank you so much.
Chris?
Thanks, Chris.
I'm so sorry.
I'm very, very relieved that there is nobody called Steve. I was really
at one point,
Steve.
I was close to wetting myself. That's how.
Oh, God.
Were you also cracking up?
I couldn't deal with it.
That was so good. Cheryl, that's the real superfan Steve. It's just Chris who works on the show.
Thanks, Chris.
Cheryl. Thank you.
Thank you. It was so good.
I was thinking this is going to be unplayable. This interview.
Scott Mills.
Check Radio 1 and your socials and you'll see Cheryl's reaction and it's brilliant.
I think the video from this might dominate today now. It's just incredible to watch.
Just trying to hide her laughter so much that you can tell it's actually hurting her.
Mm.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Radio 1. Who's this?
Hi, it's Graham.
Graham, how can I help?
I met you last night with my dog Maisie in the Albany.
Oh.
I got you to take a photo with her.
Yes, oh. I held your dog and we had a photo.
Yeah.
That's it.
I had quite a lot of questions about this. So Maisie loves Scott's voice, right? Biggest fan.
Well, when she was a puppy, we used to, not that we ever did go and leave her for very often, but we used to leave the radio on for her and I turned it off one day and then put it back on and all of a sudden she's perked her ears and away she went and she's listening away like you were in the next room. So yeah. She's become a fan ever since she was a puppy.
I had her from a puppy.
Yeah.
Yeah, loves my voice. And last night I was going, Maisie, Maisie, and she was loving it, wasn't she, Graham?
Absolutely. The ears were pricked and she knew where she was.
Yeah.
So I know who she was with.
Yeah, she knew that voice.
Yeah, was she buzzing from meeting Scott yesterday then?
Absolutely. Absolutely, she still is.
Yeah.
Did he give Maisie a signed photo? He no, does carry them around.
Just a picture.
No, he didn't. But he's got the photo. And it's on Twitter. And at the moment, we're level with likes with Cheryl Cole. So that's not a bad effort for a puppy.
Right. Exactly. Maisie is a very famous dog in Peterborough, right?
That's correct, mate. Yeah, she's the mascot for the iRunning Club. And she also, she's well known. I can't walk up the street without being stopped two or three times by the public.
Yeah.
Someone's doing well.
Yeah. And she does all the park runs every Saturday.
Yeah, she's up to her 71st this weekend. She
5K?
Loves her little less 5K.
Casual 5K race. Every Saturday.
And you've got a celebrity dog there loving you. Scott, your first fan dog.
I know, right? Good to speak to you. And I really enjoyed holding your dog last night, Graham.
No worries, Scott. Look
Thanks.
Forward to seeing
okay,
you
good.
Again one day.
Thanks for the photo.
Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, Scott, it's Elliot.
Hey, Elliot, how can I help?
I just got a really cringy story, mate.
Okay.
Yeah, makes you feel really sick.
Okay, go on.
So, sat down in the living room last night, parents, girlfriend, brother, they're all watching Love Island. Not a big fan of it, so I was just sat on my thing. And they started talking about a certain position called the eagle.
Curtis mentioned the eagle, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So my dad kind of looked straight at me and was like, have you ever heard of the eagle? Do you know what it is? I was like, no, let's try and avoid it. Just no.
No one Googled it, did they?
Yeah, my dad straight, obviously, on his phone. A couple of minutes passed, I'd forgotten about it. Everyone had forgotten about it. My mum just then turns to my dad and says, what are you looking at? He then obviously told her what he was looking at, different kind of positions, and explained to her what the eagle was.
God.
Then my girlfriend turns around and is like, oh, I'm doing the same thing. I've just looked up what the eagle was.
No, this is not okay.
This is not okay, no.
No, it's not
so
okay.
So I obviously walked out of the room because that's super awkward.
Yeah.
Weird.
That's not a conversation you want to hear your dad, mum and girlfriend having at all.
Not at all. And my brother sat in the room as well.
Okay, and then you come back in and what?
I've come back in and they're just basically discussing different positions.
No, absolutely not. No, not okay.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1 and another sweet tale of conception on Where Do You Think They Were?
Scott Mills.